with Martin Bester.
I don't know why, but I picture as the type who speaks to their pets. Am I right? Or their plants?
Both. But particularly pets. Had long chat with the cat, with one of the cats this morning.
I do the same thing, and I'm happy to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not stupid. In fact, people who speak to their pets are more intelligent than those who don't.
See?
It's called anthropomorphizing.
You see?
And that is when you give human-like emotions to objects or life forms that aren't human. Do you talk to your plant?
Mm-mm. Too far.
Oh, awkward. So, if you speak to your pets, it's okay. It makes you more intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I take it too far, though, I think. Mm-hmm. I speak to my pets as complicated as I possibly can. So I look at Ripley and I say, you should be disappointed with yourself.
Oh, shame. But he can feel it. I was going to say, he's going to internalize all of that shame.
She does.
She.
I say to the pets things like, you've taken it too far.
She's more than.
You have taken it.
Are these the little ones, Lily and Lala?
Yeah, even them.
No,
even the cats.
No.
I ask them nicely, please, would you reconsider that? That's how I speak to them. And it confuses the hell out of them. Because it's not, no! Seth! So, good news. Let us know if you are talking to your pets. Now you can feel good about yourself. On to Gordon Ramsay. I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan.
Okay.
Do you like him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love myself for Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Now, his daughter, Tilly, turned 18. So, obviously, I mean, he's not short on bucks. He threw her a massive party. It's a 007 theme party. Even the drinks topped with her face and the 007 logo. Her favorite singer is Ed Sheeran. So he's like, fine, I'm going to get Ed Sheeran to come and perform for you. That cost him 9.5 million rand.
Mm-hmm.
9.5 million rand.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Two things about this. Number one, I hear that people go completely over the top with kids' birthdays parties these days.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Also, adults being invited that don't have kids. That's a chat for another day.
Yeah. But it's not even 21st kind of budgets. We're talking about kids who are 15, 14, 13, 16, whatever.
3 years
old. They spend loads of cash on these parties. But here's the thing, quickly. Quick question for you this morning. If you would pay real money for a South African singer to surprise your kid, or celeb, to surprise your kid at their birthday party, who would that be?
Hi Martin, my laatie is nou 3, so enige iemand wat Baby Shark kan sing, sal cool wees. Oh. Sit snotkop is, nog beter.
My seentjie is nou 11 en hy is op die oomblik besot oor snotkop. So ek reken as ek snotkop moet kry om by sy partytjie te kom sing, sal ek die favourite parent wees, moet wees.
How's that call gonna go? Hello Francois, kan jy asseblief Baby Shark sing? Like a snotkop?
My dogtertjie is 'n groot Joe Black fan, so hy's baie lief vir oom Joe.
Sonder om twee keer te dink daaroor, dit sal definitief Joe Black of Rowan Ashe wees.
Is dit nou vir jou of vir die kind?
Ek net
sê. Okay, yeah.
Oh, definitely, it will be Rihanna now. My child is 7, she absolutely loves her.
Good morning, Martin and team. It's Maria here. My daughter will be absolutely over the moon if I could get Khan from the Parlor Tones to sing at her birthday.
Môre, Martin, julle, Dirk hier. Nee, my meisiekind sal haarself 'n stukkie lollos laai koer. As ek nou vir haar lollos by haar partytjie kry, sal sy mal gaan. Cheers, lekker oggend, julle.
Lollos. Lollos is, you just find a suit.
I couldn't say. Kan enigiemand nie maar net lollos wees nie?
Ja, lollos suit. That's the easiest one. Liesel, you're busy on Saturdays for the rest of the year.
Dance in Afrikaans.
Yes, I'm very busy.
Keep it coming.
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at Jack O'Brien.